Support for NPR comes from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, promoting lifelong family connections for children and youth in foster care, on the web at aecf.org.
NPR's business news starts with corporate titans demoted. Credit rating agencies downgraded two big companies. The message is your money is a little less safe with these pillars of corporate America. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway was downgraded from AAA to AA+. General Electric was also taken down a notch, though, as Chris Arnold reports, GE investors did not seem to care.
The ratings agency Standard & Poor's lowered GE's credit rating from AAA to AA. Investors have been worried that the company's financial unit, GE Capital, is going to suffer huge losses like so many other big financial firms have.
GE's credit downgrade from the majestic AAA was expected.
David Kotak is chief investment officer of Cumberland Advisors. He says the news to him isn't the downgrade, it's the fact that the market shrugged it off. GE's stock, after plummeting in recent months, had started to rise in recent days, and it kept rising as more investors seemed to believe that the company's on better financial footing than some analysts feared.
What's important today is to see that the stock has been recovering from a low under 6 to almost 10, and it did that in a week.
That's more than a 30% jump in the stock price.
And the interesting thing is that GE is viewed as a bellwether stock for the large companies in the stock market and the large companies as a whole.
Part of that is because GE makes such a vast range of products, everything from jet engines to natural gas pumping equipment to dishwashers. Kotak thinks it's a good sign for the whole stock market that investors seem to be willing to be a little more hopeful. Chris Arnold, NPR News.